When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen, but so that the scripture might be fulfilled, 'The one who ate my food has raised his heel against me.' From now on, I'm telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Mr. Coyle and all the teachers always do a wonderful job having a very set order to each and every day. You guys do a lot of the same things again and again because those things are so good. And there are three things you guys do especially every single day. One of them you're doing right now is pray. Every day we come and pray, whether it's coming to Mass in the morning or before class starts, we always start with prayer because we want to be with Jesus always. Most important one, you're doing a great job right now. Every day we pray. There's another very, very important thing I think you guys are familiar with. Not only do we pray, we also have to play. Every day you guys have recess, outdoor, indoor. We make sure we have that very, very important part of our day. We have to have time to play every day. But not only that, there's a third one. Not only do we pray, not only do we play, every day there's time we have to pour out. Pray, play, pour out. It doesn't rhyme, but it has a P. Every day, we start a day with prayer. We have time in the middle of the day for playing. But in between that, there's going to be times we have to pour ourselves out. Right now in school, pouring yourself out means studies. We have to work hard at what we do. When you go home, pouring yourself out might mean doing a chore for your mom and dad because you love them. In a couple weeks, there's a word I'm not going to say, but there's a magical time coming pretty soon. You'll get to play a lot more, and you'll have more and more time to pray if you want. But we're still going to have time we have to pour ourselves out and love our family, love our friends, maybe do some chores around the house outside. It's so important because that's what Jesus did. Jesus prayed a lot. Jesus played sometimes. Imagine if he played sports with the apostles or did something fun. We know he'd rest with the apostles sometimes. But he poured himself out too. In the gospel it says, Jesus washed the feet of his apostles. He poured out the water over their feet because he loved them. When we do our studies, we do our chores at home, we help mom and dad outside, we're living just like Jesus did. Those three things, prayer, playing, and pouring out. That's what it is to follow Jesus. And it's an important part we need each and every day of our lives. So every day, we need some time to play. We need some time to pray. And we need some time to pour ourselves out. Because that's what it looks like to follow Jesus. Both now in the school year, and also in that time in a couple weeks.